You are now entering the very world of Milton Jones.
Good evening. My name is Milton Jones. My aunt is called Jean. My great aunt is called Jean. My grandma is called Jean. My great grandma is called Jean. My cousin is called Jean, and my second cousin is called Jean, and she has just had a baby, and she's called it Jean. They all went out to a nightclub to celebrate, but when they got to the door, the bouncer said, "Sorry. You're all wearing trainers." You see, mankind does not understand nature. In 10 years' time, all the tigers will be extinct. And why? Because we have all the Frosties. So what else is happening in the news? A lot of prisons going independent. Broadmoor, Strangeways, Australia. So here I am then, in a tiny dinghy just off the Great Barrier Reef. I am completely at one with nature. The blazing yellow sun, the deep blue sea, that great white shark. Ah. It seems to be coming towards me. Its mouth opens. My life begins to flash before my eyes. Here comes the angel. She's got a pint of lager and a hat with corks tied to it.
G'day.
You're Swiss, aren't you?
Milton Jones, scientist, eco-warrior and general all-round good bloke. How you doing?
You lot are always so bright and breezy. Australian psychiatrist. That must be an easy job.
What do you mean?
Hello, doctor.
Yeah, mate. How you doing?
No worries.
Great. Next.
Look, I'm here to compile the tape of your life, to show you anything you like. Oh, dear, it looks like you've made a bit of a bodge of things. You dedicated your life to science, but you never discovered anything.
But I love to learn about the great scientists of the past, like Archimedes, Galileo, and my favourite, Leonardo da Vinci, artist, inventor, and I also thought he was very good in the film Titanic.
Amazing, a huge aquatic vessel powered by fossil fuels, just as I imagined it. Rose, look, come to the front. I want to show you something. Close your eyes. Trust me. Now open them. See? Gravity.
Look, science is hard work, coming up with something, then gradually refining it. Ideas don't always work out first time.
Bonjour, monsieur. Have I come to the right place?
Ah oui, this is indeed the patent office of Paris.
Ah, bon, good. My name is Dr. Guillotine. This is my first ever invention, and I would like a patent for it. The serving hatch.
Let me see. How does it work?
Well, basically, you put your head through here, that's right, and just as you say, tea's ready. Perhaps it needs a couple of little refinements.
Now, you were born into a medical family. Your dad was a doctor, your mum was a nurse. They had 6 children, but you all left home early?
Well, they needed the beds. I remember one birthday asking for that game, Operation. 3 years I waited. Still, I got my revenge. I asked to borrow my dad's hi-fi. When he asked for it back, I said, OK, but sorry, I've lost your records.
Yeah, this is getting quite interesting.
Is it? Sorry, the way your intonation goes up at the end of a sentence, I find it quite difficult to know when you're asking a question.
Why?
Sorry, that is one, isn't it? This must be very confusing in Australia, especially for game shows.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the All-Australian Quiz Show, You Betcha, Mate. We have 4 contestants tonight. Dave?
Correct, we do have 4 contestants.
That's right, we do, but we haven't started yet. Mandy?
No, we haven't started yet.
I know we haven't started. I'm just trying to get to the first question.
Yes, you are, mate.
Okay. Can we just have complete silence, please?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that was a question, but it was supposed to be rhetorical.
Yes, it was rhetorical.
I think it was too.
Yes, you do think that?
Shut up. Okay, question number one. Well, that's all we've got time for. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
I'm here with Milton Jones, who's whinging on about being eaten by a shark. So your mum wanted you to be a doctor too?
Yes, especially when she fell over and broke her leg. My uncle was an anaesthetist. He was also brilliant at playing hide-and-seek. You could never catch him.
Right, close your eyes and count backwards from 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 9.
I grew up being so familiar with doctors and their equipment that it was ordinary objects that scared me. In fact, I was the sort of person who would have watched a sofa from behind Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
That's right. I've always wanted to make an animal version called Vet Who. So you've got this vet, but he'd still have an assistant who hangs around asking the vet stupid questions. Oh, no, that's Rolf Harris.
So, by now, you're a troubled adolescent doing your chemistry O-level.
Oh, yes, I remember. Boyle's Law.
What's that?
Don't squeeze them. I also spent ages trying to understand how machines work, the physics of moving objects, and why when you put a penny in, the other pennies don't fall off the edge.
So you left school with no qualifications, bad skin, and an unhealthy interest in arcade games. What did you do?
I did what all young lads do in that situation. I got a job in Dixon's. There I learnt how to sell things in that special Dixon's way.
Hello, I'd like to buy this Toshiba.
Perhaps you'd prefer the Boshiba, Dixon's own make, which is like the Toshiba, but with one letter changed.
No thanks.
What format would you like? Laserdisc, CD, DVD?
It's a toaster. It doesn't use formats.
Insurance, then. Cover for a year.
No.
Okay, nobody move. This is a robbery. Give me all the money now.
Do you want real money or Dixon's own make?
Quick.
What format? Pounds, 50s, pennies?
Just hand it over now.
There we are. I'm afraid that's all we've got. I could ring Brentford and see if they've got some. Perhaps you could pick it up this afternoon.
That's it. I'm off.
How about some insurance, sir? Why not take this lady hostage? She'll give you cover till you leave the shop.
And yet you still had ideas about becoming a famous scientist.
Yes. Well, I knew that great ideas were 95% perspiration, 4% inspiration, and 7% basic knowledge of maths. But persistence is the key.
Bonjour, monsieur. Can I help you?
Mais oui. My name is Dr. Guillotine.
Not Guillotine, the patent office murderer.
Relax, I have served my time. Besides, I've got a brand new invention. The cat flap.
Well, I don't know.
I've already installed it in this door over here. Look, here comes a cat.
Take him away.
Perhaps it doesn't need a blade.
I'm here with Milton Jones, a one-man academic disaster area. But your brilliant elder brother Morgan did become a doctor.
Yes, ironic really, as he had a terrible allergy to milk products. His face would contort, he'd foam at the mouth, and his arms would flap up and down. And that was if you just said the word cheese. Shame, but we've got some great family photos. However, I always found it difficult not to compare myself when the family got together at Christmas.
There, ma'am. Finished the washing up.
Just take the marigolds off that I put on to protect the outer epidermis of my skin.
Oh, thank you, Morgan. You're such a clever boy, not like your brother Milton.
Well, you know how it is, ma'am. My hands were made for healing.
Oh, good. My shoes need mending.
Stop it, Milton. You're just jealous. What have you been up to, then?
I've discovered a link between smoking and a number of small circular holes on my sofa.
Well done, Milton. Well, I've got to dash. I've got to finish writing a couple of articles for The Lancet.
Oh, yes, the magazine for people with boils.
You've got a subscription, then, have you? Oh, there goes my bleep. Must be wanted in theatre.
Yeah, sell some more ice creams.
Oh, ha-ha.
Ice creams.
No.
Lots of bloody cream and milk. That's a clever now.
So, as your brother's medical career took off, you tried to become a dentist.
When the opportunity arose, I was concerned to be a kind, careful dentist. People have got to trust you if you're going to put a dangerous metal instrument into their mouth. Anyway, I gave it a bash.
Ah, maybe we should have a look-see.
Right. Well, I don't want to scare you, so hop up into the chair. Let's have a look. Oh, yes, right. Nurse, the drill, please. Thank you. Right, this will just take a second.
But it's enormous.
There we go. Bit of a loose bolt on the chair there. Oh, sorry, you didn't think I was... Look, I'll put on a bit of music for you, help calm you down.
Actually, could you turn that off? It's making me nervous.
Sorry. Of course. Well, we'd better get started. Now, a lot of people are afraid of injections, so I'm just going to give you a quick jab in the lower jaw. Ow. And a right hook to the nose. There we are, out cold. And much less scary than an injection.
Eventually, you did get a job in the pathology department of a local hospital. But you were asked to leave after you wrote a report which said, what was it?
Cause of death, autopsy.
And so you pursued alternative medicine.
Yes, I often wonder what it would have been like to practice alternative medicine in a casualty department.
Doctor, we need you over in Cubicle 3 now.
Coming. Right, what's the problem?
The patient's complaining of chest pains and breathlessness. Could it be blocked coronary arteries?
No, sounds more like blocked energy pathways to me. This crystal should sort it out. Wear it round your neck for a week. Who's next?
Cubicle 2, Doctor.
And what seems to be wrong with you?
Terrible back pain. I can barely walk.
Right, take off your shirt.
You're going to examine me?
No, it's just blue, and that's a bad colour to balance with your personality.
Doctor, we need you over here. We've got a man who's come in with a railing through his head.
All right. Now, what seems to be the problem?
I've got a railing through me head.
Yes, but what's the real problem? What's the cause of this deep down?
Please just get the railing out of me hand.
Doctor, what are you going to do?
Get a nice cup of chamomile tea.
What good will that do?
It'll calm you down, nurse. You're being far too excitable.
Are you going to take it out?
Well, I want you to apply the contents of this bottle.
What is it?
Metal polish.
Is that it?
Well, all right, I'm going to put another railing on the other side of your head.
What?
It'll balance your yin and yang. Think of it as large-scale acupuncture. I'm also an expert in feng shui. You see, in every house, there are certain energy points, which are very handy, especially if you have to plug in a hairdryer. You see, according to the ancients, there is good energy and bad energy. Good energy is where the sofa is facing the television. Bad energy is when the toilet is in the middle of the lounge. If people ask me to advise them on their house, I always suggest they make sure their bathroom has a clear window facing south. That's not feng shui, that's so I can see them from my house with binoculars. I ended up working as a lab technician doing menial tasks, but at night I continued my own researches. I even discovered a reversible scientific law. Pavlov's dogs, ring a bell, produce saliva. My Auntie Sylvia, ring a bell, produces pavlova.
But then it got a bit sinister, didn't it? Look what you wrote in one of your papers.
We evil scientists are the future of the world.
No, weevil scientists are the future of the world. I was doing a paper on the freshness of biscuits.
And all the time you were still in competition with your brainy brother.
Right, I've had a listen to your heart and everything seems fine. You can put your clothes back on now.
Oh, look, Morgan. Milton loves the action man we gave him.
Sad, isn't it, Mum? Milton here still messing around at home while I've been working on a top-secret genetic engineering project.
Experimenting on animals?
Yes, I even got the turkey from the laboratory.
Very nice it was, too. It fed 15 of us and we each had a leg.
And what piffling thing have you been working on, Milton?
I've discovered that if you sleep on hay and eat only cheese, you die within 2 years.
Really?
Well, I've only tried it on mice so far.
Pathetic.
You're just dismissing my work because it's an experiment with cheese.
No, no.
Cheese.
No, no.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
Hey. Milton Jones, what a drongo. Why did your brother upset you so much?
He was destroying the balance of the planet.
Oh, don't be such a hothead. You know, they say every man is a socialist when he's young and a conservative when he's middle-aged.
And green when he's dead.
But don't animal scientists have to be really responsible these days?
Not at the labs I got a job in.
I know. Why don't we try crossing a small, like, annoying dog with a caribou and getting a peekaboo? Probably with children.
No. Use the caribou to breed with an aardvark, get a car park.
No, I know. Let's cross a llama with a giraffe just for a laugh.
And what about a cat and a rat? No, that doesn't work, does it? I joined the gang of eco-warriors that were protesting outside my brother's laboratory. They had built a network of tunnels under the road, which had collapsed, so now the town needed an enormous bypass. Becoming an eco-warrior isn't easy. Most people take a while to adjust to living in a hole. But it was easier for me because I'm from Swansea.
And it was when you were with this group that you met your girlfriend.
Ah, yes, Philippa. She taught me everything about how to be an eco-warrior. Previously, I'd attempted to be a hunt saboteur, leaping out from behind a hedge, but apparently it really upset all the children looking for Easter eggs.
What kind of actions did you take?
We attacked shops that carried genetically modified food. We destroyed fields with genetically modified crops. Although, with hindsight, the attack on the GMTV studios was a mistake. Or maybe it wasn't. Another time, we sailed in a dinghy into the path of a huge oil tanker.
In the name of planet Earth, I ask you to stop! Very well, then. I'll have to use these grenades. I warned you I've discovered nothing to save the environment. See, now that you're losing your cargo of oil... Ah.
Your band of eco-warriors was a very tight-knit community. There was a strict rule about there being no relationships within the group. But you and Philippa were very secretly engaged.
Yes, not even she knew.
So what happened?
We were testing levels of radioactivity in the river nearby and she fell in. Her skin went scaly and from that moment on, she was half woman, half fish.
Oh, but that's quite romantic, isn't it, to have a girlfriend who's a mermaid?
Not really. Her top half was fish.
Oh, so you were all alone. What a downer.
Well, you must be used to that.
I'm sorry?
Being alone. Australia's a huge land with a tiny population. I mean, your TV soaps always pretend there are lots of people just popping in all the time. But I'd like to see a real Australian soap set in the outback.
No.
Everybody needs no. Neighbors. Just a friendly word.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Neighbors. Get to know each other.
next door is only
a 9-hour drive.
So, Milton, you decided to turn your back on humanity to work with endangered species.
Yes, many of them are in denial. For instance, pandas all have names like Ling Ling and Cha Cha, to make it seem as if there are twice as many of them as there are. Once I worked at a place for retired animal actors. It's quite sad, they're all getting on a bit. Lassie? Lassie? How are you doing, old girl? Oh, hello, Cheetah. OK, I'll get you a cup of cocoa. I'll just get Tarker out of the bath. None of you are as sure-footed as you used to be.
Mr. Jones, come quickly, it's Skippy. He's fallen down a mine shaft.
Now, what's this? While you were in Africa, you were hunting with ivory merchants.
No, relax. Merchant ivory hunting. Much more acceptable.
Shh, shh.
Listen, over there, by the gully.
What is it?
I heard the rustle of a skirt.
There it is again. Listen.
He really does seem to be a handsome young man. I wonder if he'll come to Chatsworth for luncheon.
It's an Emma Thompson.
Wow. I'll get the shotgun.
And look over there, by the watering hole. Daniel Day-Lewis and Helena Bonham Carter.
The double-barreled shotgun, then. What's that?
Behind you, we're being charged by an enormous pink Simon Callow. Get me the gun!
I can't find it.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Why not?
It's not my best side, love.
So, what brought you to this part of the world?
Every day I would listen for news of my brother's terrible experiments with fruit and veg. Then, one day, I heard that the Kiwis had beaten England at cricket. Once I arrived, I enjoyed all those peculiarly Australian experiences, like Christmas on the beach. Although there was an unfortunate incident with a child's present when I was asked to put more paraffin on the Barbie. Then, camping out in the bush, I was bitten by a funnel web spider. Until that point, I'd always thought arachnophobia was an irrational fear of Saddam Hussein. I became delirious, and I dreamed I was attended by some of the most famous doctors in the world. Dr. Zhivago.
Got my new boots.
Dr. Martin. And just who are you, sir? Of course, Dr. Pepper. Still delirious, I wandered round the desert, deep in the heart of Australia. Then in the distance, I saw a mysterious shape forming in the landscape. As I got closer, I heard an awesome noise.
I've been here for 1,000 years, all big and red and mighty. So please don't drop your litter here, but take it back to Blighty.
It was Pam Ayres Rock. She told me of an enormous nuclear test that was taking place at sea. I set sail for the test zone. It was just like old times again.
And this is where I came in, with you about to meet a ripper shark. So, just time to show you a few moments from other people's lives where they found themselves in trouble.
Roger, squadron, bearing 10, 9 and 9er. Stay in alpha formation, ready to lock on target in 3057.
Blue leader, do we have to listen to this music?
Not at all. Take the tape out if you want.
Thousands of feet above the Iraqi desert and he makes us play the Bee Gees. Right, where's the eject button?
Here's another.
It is a pleasure to welcome you to the Vatican. Thank you also for your gifts. These two. What are they?
Well, I believe that's a long-haired Burmese, and that's a lilac point Siamese.
I've never had a cat before.
Really? How embarrassing. I'm sure I read somewhere that you are a cataholic.
And here's one more, an inventor.
Monsieur Guillotine. You have requested this audience with the Academy of the Bastille. What do you want?
Thank you, gentlemen. At last, I have perfected what I have been working towards all these years, and I believe it will be of great use to you within the penal system.
Pray show us.
This may look like an ordinary frame, but if a prisoner puts his head through here, we can...
Of course! Chop it off!
No. Let him out into the garden without having to unlock the door.
Will, goodbye. If I'm honest, you've been a right misery. I'm quite glad you're snuffing it, actually.
Oh, thanks. Here, go on then. Push off with your funny accent and your land full of sheep. Not like us Welsh. Terrible, isn't it, when you have to watch a man drown? All the time thinking, I wish I'd eaten that meal 5 minutes earlier. I went swimming the other day. This girl came off the top board, missed the main pool, and landed on me as I crossed the footbath. Women divers. My Auntie Marge has been ill for so long, we've changed her name to I Can't Believe She's Not Better. Here we go. The shark's mouth is coming nearer. Nearer. Philippa, it's you! I didn't recognize you. You've learned to speak dolphin language. Oh, I see, you're still radioactive. And you've changed your name from Philippa to Flipper. And Skippy's fallen down a mineshaft. Yes, I know. And the test is going to happen at any moment. Too late. Look, a giant mushroom cloud. No, it's just a giant mushroom. A 500-foot-high mushroom. I know who's behind this. My brother, Morgan.
Yes, it's all my work. With my giant genetically modified food, I can take over the world. Look at all my other beautiful creations. A giant piece of broccoli, a 200-mile-wide pastry base.
Wait, look! They're all collapsing! Their genetic structure must be falling apart!
No, my life's work! Ruined! My mushrooms! My tomatoes! My eggs!
So, your evil plan has failed!
The Very World of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones. It also starred Alexander Armstrong and Joanna Scanlon. The show is written by Milton Jones, with Dan Evans, John Holmes and Andy Hurst, Mark Evans and James Barkman, and Mike Haskins. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.